to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. We are counting down to 600,000 subscribers.
Oh,
yeah.
We're almost there. I think we're like 7,000, 8,000 away.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I want 5,900 something.
Yeah, man.
Yo,
Africa's number one podcast.
Yeah. Yo, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, man. I got to send a shout out to our sponsors, man. We haven't showed them some love in a while. Shout out to Mashabela Studios. Yes. If you want to use the studios, email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Did you see his recent podcast, Mashabela? He had Celeste Ntuli.
Oh, yes. Celeste Ntuli.
And she said that before she came on the show, her ticket sales were pretty low for a show.
Oh, for real?
And then when she came on our podcast, after that, she sold out within a couple of hours.
Whoa. Oh, I can't believe that. Yeah.
But we kill careers, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what they say, right?
That'll never trend, right?
Oh, that, no, well, no, it'll never trend.
How dare?
How dare that trends? And I'm seeing the trend. People, like, a lot of times, though, let's be real, though.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you get people who are like, I want to come onto the podcast, but... Because they're dropping something.
They
know the power and the value of it because they're dropping something.
It's wild, man. I actually miss the days when the podcast wasn't this big.
Right?
Because now, like, so many celebrities want to come on, so many people. Every day we get like 10, 15 emails of people that want to come on. But you can tell, this person just wants to come on to use the platform.
To use the platform.
Because they know they're going to trend and whatever. And it wasn't about that, bro.
No,
it was about the story. Like, what's your story?
Giving the chillers something to chew on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's wild, man. Now you gotta know, like, you gotta suss out, is this a PR run?
Yes.
Do they actually have something to say?
Yes.
So that's why, like, now I'd rather we just do our own episodes if we don't feel like it's worthy.
And we've been doing that for a while, and chillers are still here.
Yeah.
So they love it. I mean, so when we bring someone, it has to be special if we call it a celeb interview.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes we feel like, these are nice people to vibe with. They got stories, and they become the friend of the podcast.
100%. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Tanya Mukwana Attorneys. That's our lawyer. Guess who else? She's one of clients now.
Oh, who else is suing? You're not suing anyone?
No. Umpo Pops.
Oh, shit.
So he found out about her from the podcast because he's a chiller.
You see?
But we kill careers, right?
But we kill careers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we can't forget that, right?
Jeez.
Yeah.
You don't win here. We kill careers, we kill jobs.
Bro, like for real.
And lastly, shout out to Accelerate Fiber, the only black-owned company that I know that has premium fiber.
Yes.
Premium.
They are the Edwin Soti of fiber. Premium stock.
But they don't end marriages, right?
No. Yeah. So if you're looking for some premium fiber, just visit www.accelerate.co.za. Anyway, Ghost Lady's here. So Panduka's here.
Here.
We got a new fat checker. He's on trial.
We're trialing people. We didn't fire. We didn't do anything. We didn't sign anything. We're trialing people. It's probation.
Yeah. You know you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're kissing another frog today. What's your name? Frog. Eh?
Vuyo.
From now on, you're froggy.
Vuyo. I'm Vuyo.
Vuyo. Frog 2.
Yes. Vuyo.
Man. Where do you guys want to start, bro?
Yo.
Where do you guys want to start, eh?
Hey, man, let's start where the whole country wants us to start.
Yeah.
Where would you want to start?
Mini Dlamini.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys want me to say? I've said what I wanted to say.
Well, you're a prophet, man, you know. Bomkwebo. Prophet Bomkwebo. You must start putting up those pull-out flyers there in Jersey, you know. Long lost, bring back long lost lava. Help you, you know.
Yeah.
Is your wife an it girl? I'll tell you. No, you can't marry her. Don't marry her. You must have those rip-off flyers there, yeah. in town.
We need predictions for the year. For the year
2022. Oh, yeah, if the whole country listened to me, it would be in a good place, man.
Hey, man. Leadership.
In a good place, dog. Yeah.
Leadership, bro.
You can guide marriages, even. You can guide marriages.
Save marriages. Anyway, just bring up to speed with people that might not know what happened with Mini Dlamini. What happened?
So it came out that there's a rumor that, well, the rumor that's going around is that Minnie's cheated, and then she was the reason for the divorce, basically. That
Musa Kaula tweeted.
It's
from Musa Kaula.
And that nigga doesn't give a fuck about allegedly.
Musa Kaula will put it out there, bro. Like, boom.
Yo, is that his name, Vele Musa, or is it it's just a...
I doubt it.
No, it's it's like Chris Excel. It's like
it's a pseudonym. Well, Musa Kaula is probably a pseudonym.
Yeah.
I wonder who that guy is, bro.
Who, Chris Excel?
No, Musa.
Musa.
Hey, that nigga's dropping.
Yeah, because I tried to get him on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Because I've got his contacts.
Yeah.
But he was like, nah, he's not doing.
Yeah, it's probably going to kill his whole thing because maybe someone will recognize
his voice. Yeah, someone might recognize his voice. Mm. And I respect it. I'm like, all right, cool. I understand. It's okay.
My thing is, how come no one ever sues that guy?
Maybe they try. I'm pretty sure someone has paid someone to try find him.
Yeah.
But. They really can't. Mm. You know, they really can't. Mm. And I don't know, man, like how factual it is, but I mean, Edwin Sodi does have a private jet. And I remember when after the divorce was announced, or it made its way to the public arena, we saw Minnie in a private jet. And people were like, ah, she's divorced, but she still has it. You know, she's still that girl. And she was in a private jet. And I'm like, yo.
I was telling a story about Edwin Sodi. It's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah?
So I got a friend, like, I've been friends with him since high school. But this nigga.
Oh, your friend. Okay.
Yeah, my friend. So this nigga, he doesn't care about the industry, like entertainment. He probably doesn't even know that I have a podcast. That's how, like, he doesn't give a fuck about the industry.
It's a different level, bro.
You know what I mean? He's an accountant, doesn't give a fuck about this shit and whatever. Mm. So for the sake of the podcast, let's call him Thabo. Mm. So we're at Thabo's house the other day, like last year sometime, and we're brying. And then we're talking about that story of Edwin when he was trending and they were taking his cars and whatever.
Oh, yeah, for the corruption.
Yes.
Because he's in construction.
I think so.
Yeah. Of course, that's where he gets all the bricks. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I'm a shaggy dinner.
So we're busy talking about it. And then Turbo's like, oh, yeah, that's my uncle. We're like, hey.
Yo.
What? Edwin is your uncle?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's like, you see that car here? That's his car. He's parked it here for 2 years now. He hasn't picked it up. It's like I was with him last week in his Ferrari.
Amazing.
We're like, have you seen the 30 million rand house? He's like, yeah, it's pretty massive. We're like, Thabo, why don't you call us, dog?
I'm living large.
Dog, so this whole time, this is his uncle. Yeah. It's wild.
And he's parked the car. And what car was it?
It's one of these old BMs.
Yeah, but
he says that it was a car that he was driving before he got rich, like when he was broke.
Hustling,
and apparently Edwin would come to my friend's house, like when we were growing up.
Whoa.
And have lunch and dinner there, but I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, you'd see him, but yeah, even his picture when you see him, you know, like you'd miss him in the streets if you didn't see him from like a newspaper article.
But this guy knows Edwin. I remember the one time.
Whoa.
Tavo comes to me, he's like, who's Proverb? I'm like, oh no, Proverb is an idol's judge. He's a rapper, whatever. It's like, oh, my uncle's chowing his wife. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But I don't know it was Edwin. So only later, I'm like, oh, this whole time, this nigga's talking about, bro.
Imagine, bro, like, well, I'm glad, I mean, you know, Grootman is out of that situation, I'm glad. But imagine, bro, you have a wife and casually, someone's like, oh, some kid even. Like, oh, my uncle's fucking so-and-so's wife.
It's wild,
and then,
man.
Yo, bro.
Isn't Edwin Sodi married?
Probably is. Probably. Most of these niggas are married.
Most of them, yeah. Yeah, most of them. But, hey, story for another day.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you see his hit list, dog?
Yo. Hit list. Dog! And then they say, and many more. And you realize, those are people's wives. Imagine your wife is there, and many more.
Yeah, I thought Major League had a hit list.
Yo. That guy, bro. The fuck list.
Hit list. Yo. Bro, there's
Raymond
everyone.
Raymond Reddington has a blacklist. That nigga, Edwin Sodi, has a fuck list. He must have a series. The fuck list. Of how he tried to get them and how he smashed them. Season 8, episode 04.
Oh, is this the hit list? Okay, cool. Here we go. This is from Musa. Kifile Mabote.
Okay, yeah, that was like a girlfriend. Mm.
Yeah,
Mini Dlamini.
Oh, damn.
Chup Chup's girlfriend, Matsatsi Rampa. I don't know, who's that?
I don't know, bro.
Let's Google it, man. And it's premium stock.
Premium. Matata Ramba, yo. That's the premium. It's always premium, though. Oof. That guy. He's not trying to smash a scoreboard.
Ramba. Okay, not bad, not bad. All right. Mihlali, obvious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Karen Zulu. Cat Ngala, who's that? Who are those?
Cat Ngala.
Aren't they like influencers?
The influencers.
Yeah, some are just girls.
Yeah.
You know, not high profile, but just hot girls.
Disebo Makata, apparently DJ Spoo's ex.
Oh, yeah, then I think possibly Baby Mama, I think. Yeah, ex. Yeah.
Tuli Mpongolo. Not surprised.
Oh, Tuli's there.
Yeah, Tuli P.
Oh.
Tuli P.
Yeah.
Oh.
Olivia Stefan.
Yo.
Lizelle Tabane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's Lizelle. You know Lizelle.
Huh?
Teko Modise's ex, bring her back my shit. And Casper's ex. Yeah, Lizelle. And Malema's ex as well. Didn't Malema go with Lizelle to Mauritius at some wedding?
Mm.
When he was wearing that orange suit looking like a pimp.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, well, they went on away together.
Sibapato Mutibi.
Sibapato.
I don't know who that is.
Mutibi. Vuya, please Google Lizelle Tabane Malema. I don't want to. Hey, Malema coming for us. When we have a Vuya
now
fact
in
checker.
Parliament.
Yeah, now I'm in Parliament. Right? Who else, dog?
That's it. Then
in
it
the
goes,
fuck list.
And then it goes, and many more. Yeah.
Definitely
still more.
Many more.
Many
Jeez,
more.
That is
they didn't
wild.
Even mention ex-wife of. Ex-wife of Pro. It was not even there. You see
she
what I mean?
Who's that?
It's Lizelle Tabane.
Lizelle Tabane, Lizelle Tabane, Lizelle Tabane. Lizelle Tabane, Chules Malema. Yeah, it should be there. Yeah, she even dated him or was seen with him as her as his date.
But does this list count because they're all there for the money?
It does because if he screwed them, he banged them, he penetrated them. So they could count, they had intercourse with them.
I mean, if you had this Edwin Soti money, you could have charred all these guys.
Not really.
Of course.
No, of course. Oh, wow. So you're saying every man with money falls into the desire of fucking every woman or any woman he finds attractive.
Well, repeat that. What are you saying?
You say any man with money, like super
can
rich,
have a list like this.
Super rich money
can have
falls
a list
into
like
the desire.
No. Can have a list like
can
this.
Have a
no,
list.
Can.
There's nothing special about Edwin. About the apart from the fact that he has money.
Yes.
So does it count? Does it count this list?
Oh, what you're saying is the list does not mean he has game.
Yeah.
It just simply means he has money.
Exactly.
But we know, of course, politicians have longer list than that, bro.
Whereas, like a major league, they had to have some certain level of game because they don't have Edwin kind of money. Do you get me?
Yeah, but they were in a. So sometimes, ladies, it's not about the money, but the power. And did
the
major league. Did major league start getting ass when they were in high school, not DJing?
Ah.
Or did they get ass when they were major leagues
yes.
doing Major League Garden where they had the hottest VIP tickets where everyone in Joburg had to
wanted
be there
to be
and
there.
Some people could fuck to get there you know what I mean
so
anyway man
regarding Lizelle she was rumored to be with Julius Malema and she did accompany him to Mauritius.
But
when he was asked about it he said whether I was with Lizelle that is none of your business all right
but they were there as a couple or
check.
But you should have done that automatic but we're getting there right when I say something and it sounds like I'm not sure you just
but were you shocked that Mini cheated though
bro I was, man.
Mm. Why?
Because, bro, she never cheated on Kune.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of. Mm.
But
to
what
me,
if she did?
And also to me, right? I mean, I don't know her background, how she grew up, but it's so fucked up because she made such a big name for herself as a presenter, as someone who hosts awards and all that, and got so many bags, even as a brand ambassador and her own businesses. To me, it didn't seem like someone who would fall in or, you know, because a guy has so much money because she's got her own money and she's not poor. Mm. She's not like a slay queen with poverty specs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like girls who go to a fancy club but come buy their own drinks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because she's worked so hard and got her own money.
So she's not an Eva Modica, basically.
Hey.
Hey.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking.
Oh, does she fit the description of...
I'm asking.
Slay queen with poverty specs. that she fit that description.
Because she told us she doesn't buy her own drinks when she goes out, so that's what I'm asking.
Oh, you see. Uh-huh. Yeah, like if like, dude, if you got your own money, you buy your own drinks. Yeah. You know, with no grannies who go out, have a bill of.
Bro, but I wasn't shocked, man. I remember I remember there was a time she was the face of like a big alcohol brand, right? Mm-hmm. And they weren't renewing her contract. So she slept with like the brand manager or one of the top guys.
Oh.
So they renewed her contract for the
face. Oh, you see, you had files, face. Mossy.
You had files.
You had files.
Yeah.
She was the face of an alcohol brand.
Yeah, very expensive one.
A whiskey.
Champagne.
There's so many stories going around. Because even with when she was, apparently also allegedly, is that she was cheating with her now, well, the ex-husband when she was with Kune. Because that's another story I heard.
Oh, when she was with Kune, yes. The richer nigga was
the
Mr. Jones.
Yes, Mr. Jones. That's
Jesus
another.
Christ.
Jeez. Yo, yeah. It's wild.
And one of the DSTV bosses, you see now, like, it kind of goes in the whole story. Like, she also had when she was cheating with on the husband, she was with the a DSTV boss.
Even.
One of the executives.
Wait, a DSTV boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's wild, bro.
So now, this is not nice, man, you know, especially when you think like how some people always get gigs and whatnot, you know what I mean? I don't care who they sleep with, but when you hear now, bosses of channels and you know, it's,
and
then you look back
that's
at
how
the
she
work.
Got, well, they're saying apparently that's how she got, you know, her show, you know.
Yes, and that's my thing, bro. Mm. Like, I don't hate it, girls. Like, listen, we're all hustling. However you get your money, it's up to you. It's your body. You can do whatever you want, yeah. Right? But don't sell us a dream.
That you got this shit on merit.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there's no difference between Mini and Zoto Abantu. They're both selling pussy. One owns it. One doesn't.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? And that's where my issue is. It's like, if you're selling pussy, just say, yeah, I'm selling pussy. That's how I get my shit. Kudos to you. Who are we to judge? We are not God. We're all hustling. We're all trying to get
money.
But
does she owe anyone an explanation, though?
Yeah, like, you see, like
she
for
does
example,
because she paints herself as the saint and as this person who works hard for money. And imagine how many girls want to be like Mini Dlamini or Mihlali.
And they don't
they're selling
the actual
false dreams.
But working hard. Look, what if you spend a night with someone you don't really like, you know, to get something you want? That's also
working hard.
On your back.
I wanted to find a way, you know, but you relieved me. Yeah. I want to find a way. It's also like going through the pain to get what you want. It's like gymming and sweating and or working at 9 to 5 and getting that paycheck at the end of the month, right? So she also did what she had to do to get ahead. And also, nobody needs to tell anyone shit. If you see a girl who sells pussy at a strip club, she doesn't need to, well, write on the side of her fancy car, "Don't worry, girls, I sell pussy, don't look up to me."
Mm.
But so you're missing it.
No, I'm saying
You're missing it. Own okay. it. No yeah. one is disputing that. You can do whatever you want to do to get money, but own it. Don't do that behind closed doors, and then when in public, you portray yourself to be some Saint Mother Teresa. That's what I'm saying. That's why I admire Zoto Abantu, because she owns the shit. She's like, "I'm selling pussy." And we love her for that. We don't judge her.
That's her brand, though.
But that's what I'm saying. So all of these girls are the same with Zotwa. They sell pussy. But they go on social media and be like, "Oh, I worked hard for this. Hey, I did this. Hey, to all the young girls out there,
yeah.
you know, keep working hard. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're selling a lifestyle, which is fucked up because it's all fake."
But none of them would ever come out and say, "I slept with the minister of so-and-so to get that trip to so-and-so."
Man, there was a girl, man. There was a girl who went on social media. I forgot her name. I don't know what her name is, but she went on social media. She's like, "Guys, me, I sell pussy. These niggas feed my lifestyle. I don't want to be anybody's role model."
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I respect that.
I think, ne, they can't say, "I'm not a role model, guys," you know? But it's very difficult for someone to come out and just say it. It's like politicians. They can't just say, when you see them living a life that does not match to their salaries, they can't be like, hey, okay, don't worry, guys, we're corrupt.
If you child the program's manager at 5FM when you got your gig, would you own it?
I would have that fucking bitch. I never would have charged that bitch. Ever.
But you'd own it. You'd come on the podcast and like, yeah, I slept with the station manager. Would you not?
But you see, I was good enough to get the job. So that's going to be like, I didn't deserve the job.
No, it's not a job.
But I would. No,
Minnie, Minnie's great at a job. She's a good host.
She's a good host. Yes. Host of what?
Like when she does these celebrity
shows.
Presenting gigs.
Ah, but a host is, hey, can't teach you biology, guys.
I don't know.
But...
Ghostland, am I lying?
But I guess you, I would.
As a woman, am I lying?
No. I totally agree, because it goes back to, and I've always said this thing, is that sometimes women will hide behind, you know what, a man must do this for me. And like, obviously, there's this demand of money. Where you've heard your Mihlale, your Boiti saying, a man must give me money, like 50,000 rand a month.
Mihlale.
And that's when, yeah, Mihlale said that.
Mm. Kanyimba owns this shit. She's like, hey, you're not going to date me if you're broke, nigga.
Exactly. Mm. But the thing is, it's like, if you're doing so well alone, why are you demanding like a man's money in such a way, in such an aggressive way? You know, the same way how Boiti was like, I need to be given 450,000 per month. You know, that's my allowance.
Damn.
So it's like, if you're doing so well, why would you be so aggressively saying, I demand this from a man, you know? Because it's like, you are happy with yourself, automatically you can, because of the level you're in, basically, you can automatically attract a man who's in your kind of field, you know, or in the same financial, even above, you know? So...
Hey, man, people just own their shit, man.
Yeah.
I just feel sorry, like, for the girls, for example, who thought they'd maybe, like... Oh, Michael is flying all over the world, you know, living in nice places, and it's all from money from her YouTube channel.
That's what I'm against, because they're pushing a false narrative.
Mm. With our numbers, we could be traveling all over the world.
And you gotta understand, like
well,
like,
we are soon. We are,
bro. You must look at Mini Dlamini's following, Mihlali's following. How many young girls do you think aspire to be like those people?
Oh, true.
You understand?
Right, true.
Yeah. Your daughter's gonna grow up wanting to be a Mihlali.
Nah, not my daughter, bro.
Wow, you never know. So
my daughter. Oh, not my daughter, bro. Like, come on,
she's
four, she's three. But
and these girls, and then people frown upon your Celeste Ntulis, your Tineo Ranaka, your Anelem Tota, who get their own money. Don't have to
crazy
any
money,
nigga.
Hey, Anel,
but they're not in the, they're
money.
Not worshipped in the same level.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Ooh. Yeah.
They're seen as like, what are you doing? Working. What is that?
Every day. You go to work.
Yeah, you understand?
Fair point. Hey.
Yeah, but anyway, who are we to judge, dog?
We just, hey, who are we to judge, man, you know?
We're just some broke-ass niggas. Who would love to have a hit list like that?
With a big following.
I'd love to, man.
So what?
I'm saying we're broke niggas with a big following.
Yeah.
That does nothing for us.
Nothing.
We need Edwin here.
Yeah, we need Edwin. So you can sort us out. Anything else, man? What's been happening?
Oh, man, guys. You know what? So Dos is going to be taking a break.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
way.
To take care. But he's taking care of his mental health.
Oh, shout out
to
him.
So I stand that. I stand a nigga who just, you know, really puts his mental health first.
Yeah.
So
man.
He said that he will be taking a break off social media. Like, okay, he announces on social media that he's going to be taking a break and just some time off to focus on his mental health.
Wait, hold on. Who's this nigga, bro? Who's this nigga now? You know radio stations are sending spies now. Who's this nigga,
this
bro?
Guy drives
no,
these guys.
This is the driver.
He's one of the Milligan homies.
Oh, okay.
He's the driver. He's the Milligan driver.
Hey, they're spies now.
Hey, bro.
Vuya, they didn't send you, huh?
Yeah, like,
actually,
don't Google.
Yeah, go Google.
No, don't Google.
Yeah. Oh, don't Google.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, so just hold on. So he's going to reveal that his music career is doing well, but his mental health comes first, and he's going to be taking a break, but he'll be back soon.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think if you like, yeah, I know it makes sense. If you watch the episode, the guy was gigging too much, man.
Yeah.
Fucking 10 gigs a night, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and I think it also brings, you know, the light on the fact that, and people always act like it's normal. Guys, instant... money and fame, it's not normal.
It's not.
A lot of people can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And it's fine to say, yo, I need a break, right? Kudos, it's fine. Otherwise, you start losing yourself. Mm. You don't even recognize yourself sometimes when you're sitting with yourself. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, you know what just happened last night?
Yeah, I took a break from the industry for 10 years. I'm back now.
Involuntary break.
Yeah. That was forced. Come on.
That was a forced break.
Come on.
Anything else, Kasleen?
Okay, guys, did you hear about Vusnova, aka Snova?
Yebo. When are you having that guy on the show, bro?
He'll never come.
Nah, Vusi.
His friend doesn't want to come. Do you think he would come?
Sumizi?
Yeah.
I think he'd come, man.
Who would come?
But didn't Sumizi say he would come?
Sumizi.
Ay, wena. Ay, wena.
Now speak to Duri. Let's try to get Vusi over. Let's try to get Vusi on, man.
Let's get Vusi over, man.
Yeah.
So it was reported that he bought a chorus for a song, like from this guy back in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And he gave this guy a lump sum of 3,000 rand and a crate of beer. So the writer known as Teki Teki Mabato from Cape Town, right? So the family is seeking legal advice regarding this matter. Vusinova has now ventured into gospel, and therefore he ended up like he just sent this guy a contract to sign.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just it. But this guy isn't signed or whatever. I guess for the song, that's how he was buying this. You know,
so what's the legal work. Eh? So what's the matter?
I don't know, because at the end of the day, it's just like people are amazed that he gave this guy 3,000 rand and a crate of beer just to buy a whole song. It's a song called Mede.
Bro, you'll be shocked how much session musicians are getting paid for big songs, man. He sounds to me like a session musician.
Now, he's not, because he wrote the intellectual property. Yes. Oh. He wrote the words. Yeah. Session musician would be the one who sings the words of that chorus.
Or plays the
instrument.
So this guy needs to be credited
properly. Not writing
properly.
The music.
So this guy is to be credited properly, right?
Yeah. But also it sounds like that guy accepted, if it's true, that thing. It sounds like he just accepted it. And then his family was like, you idiot. Let's call some lawyers. What the fuck?
Yes.
You know what I mean? What are we going to do with these 3 grand that you fucking PS that are not even complete now? Yeah, there's two left. You know what I mean? Because Vusi didn't force the 3 grands and the beers on him, right? Or even if Vusi had said, I'm offering you 3 grands and a crate of beer. It was up to him to accept it or not.
What was meant to happen?
No, he paid him off. That was a contract.
And he had his price.
The agreements, they vary, dog. They can
be
anything.
But they said there was no contract signed, but he just left a copy of some contract with him to fill in.
For Samro.
Yeah, for Samro.
So the split sheets.
Yeah, that's the splits and the rights of
so he was
you
gonna,
own this and this much.
He was going to get some copyrights from the song. So what's the problem?
So you see, Vusi bought the chorus, but did not say, I'm buying the intellectual property. Because if he did, he was not going to send him stuff for Samro. Mm. So Samro is where they say, oh, you wrote the chorus? Okay, Vusi wrote the first verse, second verse, bridge, whatever. Ah, he owns 75% of the song, you own 25%. And everything that you...
Samro just want to know what percentage you own.
You own. Mm. So
they don't care about anything else.
Yes, the article is the contract that Vusi sent, that he says he sent, is for Samro. That's ownership percentages. But how much you want to sell the chorus for? It's up to you.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Like, if I'm selling you a beat.
For 10K.
Mm. And you're like, cool. And I'm like, then send me the thing. Let me send you my publishing details. Yeah. So I'm not selling the ownership.
Yeah.
I'm selling the usage of it, essentially. You know what I mean? So
some sell the ownership as well.
His price was 3K.
Some sell it.
Some sell
like
the ownership.
Like Maporesa, that song, My Name is DJ Zintle.
My name is...
Yes, that's Pori.
Yeah, that's Pour and Clap, ne?
Yeah, Uhuru, basically.
Uhuru.
Yeah, but they didn't buy, Zintle didn't buy the beat, they gave it to her, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because they're under the same label at Kalawa.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they didn't make money from
it. That was a split. It's a split. They produced the song, Zintle put her name on it.
My name is...
And then Busiso was the author. So everybody got a split.
Yeah,
in the same label.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know it's a happy song. No stress.
Stress, baby.
Infinite Boys, ne?
Infinite Boys. Or Infinite yes. Boys. Infinite
that
Boys.
One I know yes. It was a very small amount where they just sold it. But sometimes guys.
Even the Zinte. Pepe.
Yeah, Pepe.
That's Cuba.
Yeah.
That's Cuba. He sold it. Yeah. He sold it to Zintle.
Waiteng is.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
how much?
I don't know, but it wasn't a lot.
Yeah, that thing was huge.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
The one with David Cow.
Let's call Cuba.
In the video. Yeah. David Cow and what's the other guy? I don't know. Chris Mampani. David Cow and Chris Mampani. Yeah. You sing it like the
DJ. Seems I used to play that song a lot.
I'm confused. Yeah, but I know the video.
Pepe.
Pepe, yes, I know Pepe, yes. Yeah. But you just sing it like dung 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 dung.
See, I still have him saved song. As Nicholas Pepe. Hey, let's call him, man. You know, so it's up to you how much you want to sell
yes,
it for.
Yes, not the rights. Mm. You know what I mean? But oh, you want these words to use on your song? Give me.
Yo, hey. Cuba.
What's happening?
Hey, you're live on the podcast, man. Sol is here, Ghost Lady's here. What's up, Guan?
This is Jamatota.
Hi, Cuba.
Don't you can't be doing this to me, guys.
What are you doing? We haven't even asked you a question.
Hey, Cuba. I'm Cuba, Joe. Hey, Cuba.
Check your video.
Oh, check my video, okay? Yeah? What's going on?
I'm working on a deadline, doc.
Okay, we've got a quick question I want to ask you. How much did you sell Pepe to DJ Zintle for?
I never sold it.
Ah, don't lie.
So you earned royalties from it?
For real, I never sold it.
So?
I can't put this. Remember she was doing a compilation, right?
Yeah.
And then, she asked for it to be on the compilation. She asked to feature on the compilation, and I said, cool. I had a former manager at the time to handle everything. And then the song was on the compilation. Alice was Zola. The track was Cuba, Pepe, whatever, whatever. But then then what happened, happened.
Jeez.
Wait, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened?
I learned the industry at a very early age.
So you're saying there was no agreement of selling it, but you didn't get what was meant for you from the song.
So there was the agreement was it's a compilation. You know how compilations are.
Yeah.
So the Zintle is just gonna be like a fresh or like a
Oskido.
Like a Oskido, anyone who's doing a compilation.
Yeah.
They had a face. And then the music under that album. It belongs to the artists themselves. But it happened that they chose Pepe as a single along with Power with Imposa, and they pushed those ones. And obviously when you push a song, eventually you become the face of the song.
Of course,
to a point where sponsors and all these people see you as the product or the owner of the song. And then that's how I got chowed.
Damn, dog. So you never received any money for Pepe?
I think the... The only thing that I got from Pepe was maybe like royalties from Samro.
Yeah.
But at physical sales, I never got more than 1.5.
Oh!
1.5?
Yeah!
1.5?
Yeah. Oh. But guys.
Damn.
Yeah. It's
but like that song put Zinta in the map, bro.
Yeah. You could.
It was like her summer days.
So that's 1.5 once. 1.5 once.
Yes.
But
friends. Runs.
But yes, listen, guys, on the real. Let's check further, like, some other time. I need to go.
All right, cool. Love you long time, my dog. Take care, bro.
You must come chill with us in the studio. You got stories for days, bro.
Aha, Cuba's got stories
for days. Oh, from niggas you've been producing for...
He taught me how to produce. Remember, I keep telling you guys.
Yeah, I know. Oh. He's a beast. Damn.
Yeah.
So you got child. Forever.
The game is cold, bro.
Turn on your mic there, man.
The game is cold, right?
For musicians, jeez. And this
and
has
it's
been
sad,
going
bro, because he's such a nice guy, man.
Cuba's a sweet guy, man.
Yeah, I love Cuba, man. Yeah. Anyway, well, how did we get to that?
No, we're just talking.
The Vusinova thing.
Yeah, the Vusinova thing.
Yeah.
So if the guy's price for Vusinova to use the words on the song, right, is three, it's not Vusinova's fault also. Guys must just negotiate better.
It just sounds like bad business from the other guy's part, not Vusi.
Yes. And also people expect a Vusinova to say, oh no, just 3,000 and beer. Nah, bro, you deserve 100K. Let me send you 100K instead. But let's be honest, no one does that in business. You know, get what you negotiate.
I was watching on Netflix this, the what is it, the remastered, The Lion's Share. Yeah, Solomon Lindy. You know Mbube, that track? Mbube.
Oh yeah, Solomon Lindy. Mbube. They made Lion King. He from Parktown, Vendor.
I'm sure they when they did stage plays, you know.
Yes.
Didn't you do Lion King stage play?
I'm a choral what?
I Stedford.
I Stedford and a choral what? Mbube. What the fuck is Mbube?
Yeah, they couldn't pronounce it in the States. That's why they called it Wimawe.
Oh.
Yeah, it became called in the States when the song landed that side.
Yeah.
It became Wimawe. But then they had to come back and still, like, but it's Mbube.
Wow.
So the whole story also, it's just the family and just how they were trying to get monies because obviously the song now got played with. Like literally Disney got a lot of money out of the song. Crazy money. They ended up getting money, but it seemed like it wasn't that much.
So the key in the music business is not to have a hit. Because I don't have any stress, dog.
Be like MacGyver.
That's bad advice.
That's terrible advice. Just get your admin right. You will do it.
Anyway.
Right, yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah, we haven't done a Q&A with our chillers in a while.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They sent through some questions. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah. Hit us up.
Let's go.
There's
all right.
Vuyo's got something.
On the Vusinova situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be seen as exploitation. And it can be legally charged.
Oh.
Yeah, because the guy might not be informed.
Oh,
and, so he does have a case at the end of the day.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
But he's not the one
informed.
How do you
grounds to charge for exploitation? Because a lot of people, for example, get underpaid at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exploitation. It says exploitation is a legal term that refers to the action of using something in a cruel or unjust manner.
Ah,
so 3.5 can be considered as unjust.
Mm.
You know, depending on how much the song
made. So, okay.
And there's always standard rates in the industry of how much it should be.
Nah, there are. There's no standard rates for writing a chorus.
Shit.
There's no standard rates. There's no standard to Duzo write the chorus and then Loiso will write the chorus. Yeah. You know what I mean? For someone, and one will get R1 million or half a bar, other one half a bottle.
They don't have a case because there's no regulation that says there's this much, there's this threshold to pay. So they don't have a case for that.
They do have a case. Two cases of beer. No, I'm not 13.
Salayo.
All right, here's the first question. Have you or the team ever considered doing an episode entirely dedicated to the crew on their experience, roles, challenges, and what makes them so good at what they do? Lastly, what would it take for the podcast and Chill to have its own studio? All right, I'll answer the second one. I mean, we've got David Mashabela. We've got Red Cherry. We don't need our own studio.
Yeah, it's family, man. Like, you know, we've worked nice. We've got a beautiful relationship. The synergy is great with Brad Dave.
So it would take Brad Dave kicking us out.
Yeah, literally. You know, there's no rush, you know.
And then the first question, who wants to take it? I think that's a dope idea, actually.
To
have an episode where we just talk to the crew and they talk about their experiences on the podcast. You know, the rose, like a mini docky, but with the crew.
Yeah,
but
that's cool.
That
yeah.
sounds like a special. I feel like that could imagine. That would be a nice special.
Crew, are you keen? Because I don't like the spotlight, these guys.
You'll be surprised.
No, not in front of the camera. I know Mash is obviously keen. Obviously. Neo is a quick man.
Neo, not so much.
Now he's got his mug face like. Hey.
He owes people money for the cigarettes he sold in high school.
You know, he started Feels Must Fall.
Neo. Oh, yeah, Neo was one of the first, like, the people who started Beast Mode 4.
No way.
Yeah.
He got them in as fast.
Wow. Actually, all these guys.
Yeah, Neo in Pretoria, TUT.
Neo, dog.
One of the leaders of Feast Must Fall in TUT was Neo.
Was Neo.
And he does have Steve Biko looking vibes.
Oh, yeah, he's got that. He's a fighter, bro.
He's a fighter.
He's got a fighting spirit. That was a hot man, bro.
Jeez.
You'll never see an injustice, you know, injustice is happening.
How did that happen? Give him the mic. No way, it's Neo.
Ari, let me clarify this.
No. Okay, remember, guys, Feast Must Fall is the movement. There's no leaders there.
Viva comrade.
I am voting for Neo, guys.
So it was a movement for students. Remember, I started my first day in 2015, and when we got to the university, the senior students always told us that this movement has been there, but it was more popular and vocalized in 2015, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when, okay, so we were the students who were marching to
in the forefront.
Yeah, in the forefront. In the
Union Building.
Union Building.
Yeah.
Did they tear gas you?
Yeah, it was.
It was so real.
Yo! That's dope.
Yeah, we got tear gas, man. They just laughed at me. Damn, bro. Sorry, man. How does it feel? Like tear gas in your face.
How does it feel?
I know it makes you want to cry.
Oh, yes, because the gas,
like
yes.
Ne?
Yeah, it fucks up your eyes, you know. And yeah, you just need water. Just put water.
Did the cops get a hold of you and give you a nice
not a beating,
wallop?
No, not a beating. No.
Oh, you didn't get the beating?
No.
Good, bro.
Did you get some pussy?
In the revolution.
From Feast Must Fall. Did you go, yo, girl? Yeah, now it's time for the knees must fall. I did my part. Do your part. Now it's time for the knees must fall.
Double that dick,
my
girl.
My knees must fall.
Nigga, we're fighting here. Jesus.
Knees must fall, these balls.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got that knees must fall groupie ass. Right? I'm pretty sure.
Neo, you don't spark me as that kind of nigga.
Bro, because those old politicians are getting ass though.
Oh, they
best
were.
Believe.
Oh, yeah. They were. Whoa, bro. Come on, fam. You're like, girl, it's time to pay school fees. Come on. Now I know, dog. TUT. Hey,
you're that next first gent, eh?
That prison ass.
Oh, man. All right, Ghost Lady has a question for you.
Oh.
Do you still like your position of being a ghost, or have you entertained thoughts of being visible? Would you grab the opportunity to be visible, even if it's not under the same name, Ghost Lady?
Would I grab the opportunity to be visible?
Mm.
No, not yet.
Mm.
Like, for me, it's the Ghost Lady thing, it's like a long run. It's something I've said, like, I can stretch this for the next 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
So honestly, like, I have no intention as yet to go. My plan is almost like I need to mature in this thing.
But would you be visible outside of the podcast? Because, you know, someone out there will go, I like her way of thinking, her voice, and I see her hosting a talk show, you know? On TV. And
yeah,
almost the cat will be out the bag because of the voice.
But that's the thing. You see, things like that are obviously I've put in my head that I'd love, like, as I mature, because it's almost another game I want to enter. So
and who better to learn from than Saul?
Eh?
Award-winning presenter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's coming, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. I'm loving Saul's progress, like the things that I'm seeing, you know. But I think everything has time. Everything has time, and my time will come as well. It's just that the plan is not now, because I have a whole other vision ahead.
Jeez, man, that was so serious. Can you go back to the knees and the balls?
Yeah. Hey, visible these balls. Visible these nuts. Stay invisible.
You better teabag these nuts.
Visible these nuts. Oh, visibility. I don't see yourself being visible.
T back to the T.
T back to
you.
T-U-T.
Oh, goodness. So, Penduka, what did it take for you to get out of the situation? Okay, what did it take for you to get out of the situation you were in, whereby life was just down for you? What was the last straw for you? Man, our chillers are serious, eh?
They are very serious.
Man, I don't get it. There wasn't, bro. For me, it was always... It's so weird, you know, when you know and feel and believe your purpose in your heart of hearts. Mm. Even when you're down. Like, because I had written off on my knees.
But you get your dick stuck.
Nigga, shut up. I'm being deep here. You know?
Okay, like, excuse.
Yeah, like when... Like, some people will understand what I mean. Like, for me, I'd written off the entertainment industry, right? But I knew I'd be good because I believed it in me, and I know what I'm made of. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I'd be good. And even if I wasn't in the entertainment game, I still would have been good in whatever I was going to go into, and I knew it and believed it, right? And sometimes you just need that, and then God does the rest,
yeah.
Right? Then he'll place you where you actually should be. Because sometimes you think, I'm grand, and I must be here now, right? Mm. But you don't just wake up. You don't just, like, not believe in yourself and one day wake up and believe in yourself because there was a last straw. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. You just know, and also sometimes you just try and make good decisions and you live by those and God will do the rest, you know? So, you know, if you've got a bad habit of this or you do this, you drink too much, you're like, okay, let me slow down on this. Let me spend more time reading, spend more time doing this, doing that. And then, you know, life just works itself out.
Mm.
But I knew I'd be good. Mm. I remember there's a mate of mine. I don't know where he is now, but And I'd get him a couple of jobs. And he'd ask me, why did you do these jobs? You know? I'm like, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like, and he knew, you know, I was doing my things, and I was okay. And I was like, I'm okay, I'll be okay. Mm. Yeah, I'll be okay. And now you can see, because we talk sometimes, I'm like, you see? Yeah, but I knew, like, you always just need to believe everything will be good, do your bit, and God will do the rest.
What were these jobs? They must have been horrible.
Eh?
What were these jobs?
No, not even, man. Well, they were, you know. No, but they weren't, because some people support. Like, you know, I got him a job at Cambridge. yeah, laughed at me about Cambridge. Hey, man.
Cambridge food.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I'm thinking.
Hey, guys, what the fuck? Yeah, wait, fuck you. Here's a guy who earns nothing. Zero a month, right? Zero rands a month, and he's earning $6,000 a month now. Oh, okay, what more? Must I get a nigga a job as an accountant?
No.
When you're some
nah, shout out to you, dog. That's solid economics. I love it.
Nah, fuck you.
So chill.
Must I get a nigga a job as a C?
You know,
guys, I swear to God that someone's going to take that job
honestly,
out there.
You know, I was thinking, actually, I'm thinking you probably were giving this guy, like, maybe jobs like, voiceover, watch. Oh, I didn't see.
He's not in the team and game. Listen, guy's not in the team and game. He's never been. Does no one have been in the team and game.
Oh.
He's only as a matric. He does not have
a
particular skill.
So how did you have contact
Cambridge
when?
Eh? No, I knew a guy who was a manager there.
Oh.
I knew a guy who was a manager. Oh, no. Like, yo, my homie's looking for a job. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, come on, man, I'm good. You know?
Guys, if you need
and,
a job,
and not to look down the job,
please.
But I was like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
better
good. And I was making more than that. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm cool. You know what I mean? But it would work for you.
Yeah.
You know? And then got him another job.
Have you ever worked in retail?
No, I've never worked in retail. I got him another job. Okay, so that job didn't go that well.
Yeah.
But that guy, friend, got him another job at ShopRite.
Yeah.
Right? Guys, I can't believe you're laughing at people's jobs. Like, these are people's living. Hey, y'all rich kids. I want to podcast. I want to never reach your future, man. Rich kids. How are you laughing at these jobs? I don't get it, man. These are jobs.
Hey,
I'm a
like
job.
If you look at my homie's resume, you know what I mean? And then you're in. Okay,
and there's people to work there. Like,
I'm a fair two man. There's people who... There's people who pay like a.
I'm laughing at the fact that I didn't know you were that disconnected. Like, right now.
Oh, yeah, me, right?
No, like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm, like, you've got so
I'm connected,
guys.
Right?
Guys.
Yeah, and then I got him another job, you know? At Pep. And this is a true story. Like, serious true story. Yeah, I fucked up, man. Like, so, what's funny that I can get these jobs for people?
Why is it so easy, Doug?
Why is it so easy? Because I know people. I'm a people's person.
Yo, wow.
Because I know people. I've never worked in retail, but if it was my only option, I would work in retail.
You did a lot for this nigga. You did a lot for this nigga.
I love you in retail. They love you in retail.
Not even. It's just that I knew people. You know what I mean? Because, no, look, man. I'll be honest with me, right? Like, with you guys. If the guy or anyone who's very close to me, was like, I've got a chartered accountancy degree or whatever, qualification. I know a guy, you know? I'll call Bafedile, who is a chartered accountant. And I'll be like, yo, I got this guy, man. Have a word with him. Talk to him. See how he... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I know this guy is super good at radio, I know a program manager, but with him, it's like I can't now send him to De Beers to be a project manager at a Kimberley mine, for example. You know what I mean?
Now we got you.
Yeah, man. So, what was the question?
No, you've answered.
In regards to the podcast, what's the one statement or episode you regret if you could reverse time and change it? The question is for Aya, Saul, Ghosty, and Mac. Let's start with Aya.
Beat that. I didn't hear.
Is what's the question? One statement or episode you regret?
You regret.
I regret nothing that I've said here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Ghosty?
I don't know. I shall. I think once we've recorded, I'm done. Like, on to the next.
I regret nothing because I think the whole platform, you know, the way it has come about, the journey it has taken, you know what I mean? For example, like the initial host, Ghost Lady and I weren't even here, you know what I mean? It was you and somebody else. And the route it has taken, the departure of everyone, the coming together of everyone, it's all God. And everything that has happened, even when people thought this shit is going to bury us. Catapult us.
Yes.
You get me? So I can't sit here and say, I regret
Manchester.
X and Y. Hey?
Manchester.
No, you regret being a Manchester fan. For what?
Yeah.
For zero. Right? But everything has happened for a reason.
Everything
has happened for a reason. Even when we made mistakes, we've grown from those, but those mistakes happened for a reason.
Yeah.
So no, fucking hell. Yeah. I regret nothing.
Me too, man. Zero. I'll do it all over again, man.
Bro,
it's been a beautiful journey, man. Is it possible for the podcast to do live once a month so the viewers can interact with you? Yeah, we do that. That sounds cool. But that's why we do brunches.
Yeah,
and stuff.
We do brunches. It's special, you know. Yeah. And what it takes to organize the brunches sometimes, you know. But we do brunches.
Yeah, but we're planning on a nationwide tour, so that's gonna be dope.
Ooh. But honestly, though, with the lives, or you know, when we just reach out to the chillers, But don't you? What we've noticed is that every time, as much as people would love that, but how many times you go through calls and people are just so like, I don't know what to ask. I don't know what to say. I'm just happy to be here. Like, thank you guys. Congratulations. You know.
Yeah, it's like those Twitter people. Yeah, but when you see them live.
Live.
I love your show, bro. I'm such a chiller.
Yeah, and if you notice,
like, I'd love to engage. I'd love to engage with you guys. Oh, okay, hello. Yes. What do you want to ask? Or what do you want to say? Guys, like, all I can just say, I just love you.
Yeah. Exactly, right? Oh, what's the difference between a daughter and a mom? Guys, you've seen the branches, and when you ask people questions, it's so dry. It's so dry.
Not in a bad way.
Not in
I
a
guess,
bad
yeah,
way, but
yeah,
it's like sometimes people just enjoy just watching the podcast. You know what I mean? But we try to be out there as possible for people to interact with us.
What makes you wake up in the morning and feel inspired to work? I think a lot of us ask how people started, but hardly ask what keeps them inspired. And me, it's just my kids, man. I look at those mouths, I'm like, fuck, I gotta feed these niggas.
It's doing what I love, man, you know? Yeah, it's doing what I love. It's really doing what I love. And then taking care of what I make from what I love, then it's the kids, it's, you know, the responsibilities you have. But waking up and being happy to come to work. There's not a single day it was like, we have to shoot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's doing what I love, you know, and knowing, even when I wake up feeling shitty, I know somehow it'll work out, you know, because it's what we love or what I love, you know. So to me, it's that, man.
Ghosty.
I think for me, it's just about doing me. It's just my selfish moments and just being happy doing it. That's for me. What's that's funny? What the podcast is.
What's funny?
What's funny?
Tonight it's life or death. Yeah, it's just hey, man, we're doing me.
Well, now it's focusing on the death. I do life.
Nigga, we have to make it work. It's all we got, though.
Yeah.
All right. Rich husband, rich husband.
Just come here and rub my tummy and be like, hey. That's the difference.
Saul, are you still in touch with Kat, Iris, MK, or any Big Brother housemates from your season?
I'm in touch with Manga.
Oh, Manga.
Yeah, Manga's my boy, man. We're not, like, super friends. But, like, if Mangla calls, I've got his number, it'll ring, it'll say Mangla, Kachwayo.
Dope.
Or Minkos, you know? We talk, yeah. I'm in touch with Mangla. Everybody else, I'm not. Kat, we interacted on Twitter, but just like on the timeline, because someone had tweeted a video of me wanting Kat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. But I'm only in touch with Mangla from that Big Brother house.
Ghost Lady, seeing that you work with a male-dominated team, how does that feel like? And what would you say if Mnaga told you not to come shoot for the podcast anymore because of that?
Because of that? Well, that is too late. I've been with a male-dominated crew for long. We've traveled overseas, you know, together, and without him there, the way that it's also that he just trusts you guys.
I'll never forget, you know, Ghost Lady used to come
travel overseas.
She used to come to my house, record a podcast that no one's listening to, and
exactly. I wasn't.
I'm coming to record this. Record that.
The podcast that no one's listening to.
Yeah.
And she's going to a house with two niggas.
This was.
And she leaves drunk every Thursday.
Leaves drunk, Mara.
Record one.
The spice when.
Come on. Yeah. I'm not meant to man. You're like, meant to man. But now, what? Record one.
But you see, they're friends now with Mac. You know, like, you know.
Yeah, they time.
Exactly. So I think he's just, because of the trust we have just together, guys.
Yeah, how does it feel like working with so many ninjas? Assured.
I'm the only girl out of four boys.
Oh,
so I'm used to being around men. And that's been a majority of my life.
Yes.
I'm possibly always the only girl. And I can move through that situation.
And that's what I mean by this whole thing is God, like, you know, put together. Because let's be honest, bro. If she was another female, hey, I'm a dialer, Zakala.
Too much.
The stuff we say. Yeah, it's not like it's like purposefully like misogynistic to rub you up the wrong way. But sometimes, you know, things like, hey, you know what I mean? Even off mic, when we talk about our own things, you know, me and Manny.
You guys didn't forget I'm here. And then, and then you'll be like, yo, guys, Ghost Lady is here.
Yes,
I'm you thought I didn't know?
You look at that. You know what I mean? Yeah, and you've used to that because you grew up with four boys, literally.
Yeah.
And it's just understanding the situation. It's just understanding. It's guys.
So how do you feel when people think we misogynistic?
Some things it's more like, you know what, until you are with the people and you have the better understanding of the person. So it's not, and I'm not about to try and defend you guys or try and speak for you. Some things it's just allow it to play out one day, because you'd see a comment by someone saying this, and then 2 weeks down, you know, the road, you see them commenting and they're liking you guys again. So you see how it's like things people can, it's like, all right, this is how you feel today. But the more you learn or the more you watch, you'll have another mindset about this
and
person.
And people put so much burden on you, especially women, that you have to be like, you know, the voice of women, of auntie.
Oh, she doesn't give a
like
fuck.
Even those.
Oh, no.
Like even that nail getting head from, you know, Fees Must Fall, what I said. Someone would be like, I can't believe Ghost Lady was there shutting up, not saying something, you know, like, you can't say that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, right?
And what must
so
you say?
No, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
You know what I've realized, and I think this is one of the problems with the life or the climate we're in right mm-hmm. now, is that people just kind of like hate listening to people that you disagree with. There's yes. nothing wrong with sitting and listening to someone you disagree with. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what they do. They put a label. So if they don't understand yeah. why they don't disagree with you, they'll put a label yeah. to it. They'll say you are misogynistic.
Mystic, yes.
Or you are whatever. Yeah. Just because you just don't share the down. Same views yeah. as them.
So there's power in just listen to someone who you like relentlessly disagree with. It's fine.
I'll listen
Let them
and
talk.
Laugh.
And love. But in one but moment, they'll say Jesus something that you agree with. And that's yeah. life. How many people are you staying with at home that talk shit, but you're out here on the comments always crapping on the podcast? Ooh. But you're forgetting to call out your people at home.
Hey! Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't power. I don't power.
So, yeah.
There's our promo.
There's a promo, yes.
Promo, promo, promo.
Oh, wow, really?
Smash, yeah. Yes, smash.
The off-whiteist.
Yeah, he is.
One. Hey.
Wearing 16K outfit.
Anyway, here's another one for you, ghost lady. Do you ever get in trouble with Mnaga? Because you often reveal things about your household to the public.
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Well, he doesn't listen.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, that's the key. If you date anyone in the good. Podcast, don't listen.
You see?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
He doesn't listen.
Yes.
So stop it. Don't even write on the comments. If I talk shit, just shut up.
Stays with us.
Yep. Stays with us. Forgive me and protect me, all right? We're family here. Chillies.
Now when my woman says, hey, what did you say in the podcast this week? I know Zia Khan.
Oh, yeah, you know, right?
I know.
Because, yes, we do get carried away, but, yeah, you know, sometimes do. It's out do, of just though. Conversation really and just being excited, but, you know.
Mm. All right, that's it. That was interesting, man. Anything else you want to talk about, Penduka?
Nah, oh, yeah, so there's a docu/... film coming out about Brenda Fassie.
Oh, wow.
On Netflix at some point.
Wow.
Chico's at the helm.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know what he's in what capacity, but yeah. he's also there. I guess Bongani, Bongani eats. I hope Bongani eats from it.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think it would have a lot of depth without the son, you no. know, like they're speaking about growing up, being raised by this juggernaut of an artist.
Yes.
So I hope, I think he's also part of it.
Oh,
I
can't wait for that one. That's
can't wait.
Dope.
That's legendary. It's oh, long overdue. Nice.
Yeah. Long when did Brenda Fassie pass away?
Vuyo.
Vuyo.
Yeah, rock them, man.
Does Chico own the Brenda Fassie name?
Hey.
I think so, man. I think so.
2002.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, because there were people that I did shirts know. And they got in trouble. For yeah. doing the Brenda Fassie shirts.
Okay, so it's, wow. wait, guys, yeah. it's 9 May 2004. That's when
nine,
she passed on.
Oh, wow. 2004. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago.
No. Eight.
2000.
No, 18.
20.
Oh, 18. 18? Do the math.
No, 20.
I calculate in front of the joke. Yeah, 18.
18
okay,
years
not
ago.
Bad. That was impressive, right? Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was like 11 May now, well, recording of this show. Wow, no. man.
2004, yeah. ne? Oh, yeah, it is 18.
Years. 18,
ooh. That's a good question, man.
Yeah, because it literally is in everything that has a Brenda Fassie.
Yeah, so if I
or
print...
Or EMI or Chico, between those
yes.
two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I print a Brenda Fassie T-shirt...
You need permission.
Someone's going to come knocking.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's heavy, man.
Good, who know? Hey, man, when are we having Bongani on?
Ah, whenever he wants to come. Remember it was signed, sealed... And then he said, we must wait for season two because Moja Love didn't want him to come on the podcast before they dropped season two.
Oh, they wanted to come to give the thing impetus.
Yes,
yes. That's fine.
Yeah.
They haven't dropped.
No. I haven't seen anything like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, then call him and be like, ah, well, if he's no longer in bed with Moja Love, he must come through.
Yeah.
If there's no season two dropping. Yeah. Right, especially if he's involved in this. Then
and
we
the
can
last
talk
time,
about this
yeah.
and everything else.
Last time he called me was... When we did, who's the rapper that he had a fallout with? The rapper, man.
Les.
Dales.
No, not Dales. We've never had Dales as a friend.
Oh, Mags.
Mags.
Oh, Mags.
Yeah, he's like, Mags is lying. I want to come on the show.
For real? Oh. So how's he going to come through there?
Yeah, no, he'll come. He'll come.
Nah.
It's just a matter of timing, I guess.
No, he must come through.
Yeah. I got some announcements to make. We have a new app coming. So the Chillers Market is now going to be an app from the 1st of June.
That's beautiful.
So look out to that.
Oh, dope.
Let me send a shout out to our Patreons who keep the lights going. We appreciate you guys so much.
Big time.
Pelele, Nkululeko Mukwena, Hlobisile Makwanyanazi, Lihle Sibeko.
Mkwanazi.
Yeah. Yeah. Mpo Mulefe.
What do you say? Mkwanyanazi.
Frederico Ntambi. Makofs. He's a super chiller, man. Shout out to you guys.
Makofs.
Yeah, Makofs. That's the name.
How's it written?
M-A-K-O-F-S.
Nah, that's Lerato, I think. That must be Lerato.
Who's that?
My friend, Lerato Makofane.
Is it?
I know, because I call her Makofs.
Oh, is it?
I know that's her.
Wow.
That's definitely Lerato. She put me on your podcast, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wasn't listening to your shit. I wasn't. She's the one who introduced me to it. Like, oh, you must check out Mac G. He's doing this amazing podcast. I was like, oh, for real? I'll take Mac G. From my film.
Well, okay. Look at you now.
Oh, I'll take him out.
The hobo looking motherfucker.
Yeah, that's. Ah, shit, I'll take him out. Yeah, Makov's put me on, bro. She's like, she's been a chiller from probably 10th episode you started.
Oh, wow.
Big
she's a chiller. Super chiller.
She introduced me to the podcast.
That's amazing.
Literally,
man.
She did.
How's it going? Because
she's
I'm
my female friend. Big
remember
friend.
I said I posted like a week ago, Ghost Lady. I posted to our members and patrons that if you're a super chiller or premium chiller, then you can use this code and get a discount for any merch.
Okay.
Niggas out there ordering 5 things with one code.
Hey, man, there was one honest guy at least. He ordered 6 t-shirts, right? And then he saw, I think it's written somewhere, the T's and C's, that you can only get one item on 100% discount.
Yes.
All you're going to pay is a courier fee.
Yes.
That guy bought 6 t-shirts, but he came back and said, I only saw that now. Can I pay directly for the other t-shirts?
Oh, wow.
So what he did is he reordered 5 because he was going to get the one for free.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody else, yo, it's like a cargo truck that's somewhere in the remote Mpumalanga.
They're looting.
A t-shirt, 100 rand paid for courier fee, right? The bill's 2 grand. Discount 2 grand. I'm like, wow. Someone else you can see, he called his wife, like, yo. Log in. Use your name. Then they put the same email address and the same number. But it's 2 different people, 2 different orders. They ordered like 4 or 5 items each. And I'm like, wow. I see this. I'm like, wow. I call Mac. I'm like, bro, what's going on? You know? So, yeah. The team's going to call everyone. And they can only choose one item.
Yeah, one item.
And those who want the other item will just pay directly for
if
that.
If they want to, yeah.
If they want to. They're even forced to. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Anyway,
but we
man.
Fixed that glitch. It's been fixed.
We are here, podcast and chill, man. Boom.